Less than a year before the 2020 elections, there are some changes in the most recent U.S. House and Senate ratings from Congressional Quarterly Roll Call and Inside Elections. In part two of my interview, I spoke with the Inside Elections publisher about how the 2020 election is shaping up in a few New York districts. Nathan Gonzalez is editor and publisher of Inside Elections, which provides nonpartisan analysis of campaigns for Senate, House, Governor, and President. In New York's 22nd District, first-term Democrat Anthony Brindisi could face a rematch against his predecessor, Republican Claudia Tenney.
The 22nd District is a must-win for Republicans if they want to have any chance of getting back the majority. This is a district where former Congresswoman Claudia Tenney has underperformed. I mean, President Trump in 2016 received 55% of the vote in that district, and yet Tenney lost re-election in 2018. And I think Republicans are a little divided on her and her as a candidate. Some Republicans believe that she is going to run a different kind of campaign that will put this seat back in the Republican column, while other Republicans remember her underperformance previously and are skeptical of her chances and the party's chances next fall.
Roll Call rates the 22nd district a toss-up. Gonzalez says that while in most cases incumbents have the advantage, the district is Republican on paper, putting Brindisi in a more vulnerable position than some of his Democratic colleagues. And he says eyes will be on some other New York districts.
The 24th district, where Republican John Katko is running for re-election, is one of the most competitive seats in the country. Congressman Katko is one of only three Republicans who currently represent a district that Hillary Clinton carried in 2016. So Democrats are anxious to make a clean sweep of those districts. They won many of them in 2018. Katko was a survivor. But there's a crowded Democratic primary. We'll see who comes out of that, and we'll see if Katko is able to maintain his personal brand in the district. You know, the district with a less expensive Syracuse media market, it's easier for the congressman to cultivate his own independent brand compared to the members that represent districts in the New York area, where it's tough to carve out your own profile. But Democrats are certainly targeting Katko in the 24th district. There are a number of districts closer to the city. Peter King's retirement in the 2nd district is fueling Democratic optimism in southern Long Island. That seat just opened up because the congressman just made his decision. We'll wait to see what the candidate fields look like, but that's a competitive district. Republicans are targeting Max Rose in a Staten Island district that also includes part of southern Brooklyn. And Republicans are excited about their likely nominee, Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis. But Max Rose has proven to be one of Democrats' best fundraisers and kind of one of Democrats' most tenacious incumbents. So we'll see how that 11th district plays out. And the other one is the 1st district is also competitive. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin has been increasingly unafraid to support the president and be a vocal ally of President Trump. He represents a district that President Trump carried with 55%, but Democrats believe they have an opportunity to win there, even in spite of the president's performance.
Kind of all over.
New York, really. You know, we didn't even mention, I mean, Chris Collins resigning, I think, improves Republicans' chances of holding the 27th district up over in western New York. That's a Republican district that Collins almost lost in 2018 because of his legal problems. Now that he is not in the picture anymore, Republicans shouldn't have a problem holding on to it.
Roll Call's rating for New York's 1st district is likely Republican, the 11th district a toss-up, the 24th district lean Republican, and the 2nd district lean Republican as well. Moving to Massachusetts, Gonzalez addresses the Democratic primary between Congressman Joe Kennedy and U.S. Senator Ed Markey.
I expect the primary between Senator Markey and Congressman Kennedy to be a very competitive and expensive fight in which the winner will be the next senator, because I don't expect Republicans to really have a chance in the general election in 2020. But we don't have a lot of current data on it, on where the race stands, and so I'm cautious at prognosticating winners at this stage of the race. In the background of the Mark E. Kennedy race is what political opportunities are going to be open in the near future. Does Senator Elizabeth Warren get elected president, and what does that do to the political calculation of some younger politicians in the state? Congressman Kennedy, who obviously has political aspirations, and then you have Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, who scored an impressive victory in 2018, and is viewed as a rising star in the party as well.
To hear part one of the interview with Inside Elections' Nathan Gonzalez on New York's 19th Congressional District, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.